forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I'm getting phone calls, like threats. Let me tell you, these phone calls don't get you in trouble. Because when you start threatening me and tell me how I should vote, I will not vote that way. I'll vote the other way. And I got some people saying I'm doing backdoor deals. I'm not doing backdoor deals. The deals I'm doing, I'm trying to get stuff in my district, District 4. If my parents was living today, and if I done something I wasn't supposed to be doing, they'd beat me half to death. That's the way they was. And I'm glad I had parents like that, brought me up the right way, to do things right for everybody.
So, weirdly, I'm actually on board with Commissioner Ray Eddington with most of this. He should not be getting threats of any kind. That's a very, very inappropriate, and yet, sadly, I think all too common for politicians. And so, unfortunately, that's a part of the job, but it should not be. It should be a crime. It is a crime. It's, you know, and they will come after you, and I hope they do catch all of you who make those kind of threats. Not you, like, in particular. I hope none of you are that way, but, you know, anybody who does. But he says, I'm getting accused of making backdoor deals, and people are angry at me, and if I did something like that, my parents would have whooped me, which is appropriate. That's how you, you know, that's how you learn not to do that stuff. But he was on just kind of talking about the tone on the commission, and he was frustrated at the people coming up there and, you know, being rude to commissioners.
I don't like us up here fussing between each other. That don't look good for us or in front of y'all. Give respect to each other up here. That's all we got to do. We might not agree with everything, but we got to give respect to each other. And that's all I ask, respect. From y'all, the people out there, and the people out there to us, please.
I feel like there might be an Erasure song in there somewhere. I'm not too sure on that theme, but probably there would be. But never one to be outdone by the things that anybody else is saying. James Caulkins, Commissioner Caulkins, chimes in.
And I'm going to tell you, since I was elected, I didn't know anything about... I knew politics, but I didn't know how people would treat me getting elected. And I've learned that I've been lied about. I've had death threats. And it's a continual thing. Sometimes it slows down a little bit, then it speeds up, and it's really a part of our job, and it's a tough part of our job.
And an inappropriate part of the job. It should not happen. And I don't care how much you disagree with somebody, and there are some commissioners and some, you know, city council members with whom I disagree vehemently, like, you know, shouldn't be in office kind of people, like, not just I disagree with you, but, like, you know, this is really... And that's never appropriate to threaten them. It's never appropriate to do anything like that. Absolutely unacceptable. But he goes on and says...
But I keep one thing in mind. I don't worry about the threats, the death threats. I keep this verse. For the Lord does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So we don't need to have fear of them.
Good. Right. Good Bible resource. That's what it's there for. The Holy Spirit's a comforter, right?
The majority of people in Santa Rosa County are not that small group that lie about us, attack us, seek to cause us harm. The majority of Santa Rosa County residents are good people, loving people. They just want to see their roads get fixed, and they want us to respond to when they call us. They want us to be proactive and work hard. They want us to all get along as a board together.
So they want us to all get along. They want us to be civil to one another. They want us to, you know, which is, I think, true. Generally speaking, they do want that. And then there's a small group who does not. And so Sherry Chapman was up at the meeting, not specifically talking about any of this, but saying, you know, we're not going to vote in a local option sales tax if you don't have impact fees. If you try to get a local option sales tax renewed or increased another half cent, we are not going to do that unless you put in impact fees. And so Commissioner Caulkins, who had just a few minutes ago been talking about how it's important to get along with everybody, keep that in mind. just keep a little bit of a short-term memory in mind here, okay? His response to her and to talking about this issue.
Thank you. I just want to let you all know that I'm going to vote no on a sales tax with or without an impact fee, so that doesn't make any difference on my vote for taxes. I think we're taxed enough already, and that's my position on it. And there's a lot of people that will vote no on a sales tax with or without an impact fee also. I've heard from lots of people, and so I've never voted for a sales tax increase. Thank you.
Can I make a reminder?
Yeah, you can, Mr. Smith. Kerry Smith wants to remind Commissioner Calkins of something.
Certainly. I just want to remind everybody on this board, this is public forum. This isn't a time to start campaigning.
Well, I heard you responding to folks too, so there's...
Okay, we've only got one more person signed up to speak. It is one thing if somebody brings up something that there's not a lot of people on the list and we need to and solicits a response and we need to clarify something for somebody. Like the young lady about the school system and safety to try to point them in the right direction and clarify the facts. It's another thing to sit up here and try to talk about the past or talk about how we're going to vote in the future and campaign. I think Commissioner Smith made a reasonable reminder.
I can respond to whoever I want. That's my right. And I've responded related to the comment. So that's my right.
I just remind you to please respect. I'm only chairman for a little while longer. Please respect the policies that we set forth for public forum, if you would, please.
He's only officially chairman for a little longer, but, you know, there's another election of the new chairman coming, so I'm not sure that that's going to change. We'll see, I suppose, but Commissioner Calkins, well, I can talk to whoever I want to talk to. I can say whatever I want to say, or, you know, you could remember the idea of doing some civility and sometimes keeping your mouth shut is kind of the way that that gets fostered. Just a thought, you know, just a thought. Also a thought I keep a lot of times, you know, Andrew, sometimes you just keep your mouth shut and that might make things better. I'm not sure I live up to it all the time, but trying. 617 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So you had... well, here's your musical interlude for Ray Eddington, although I'm not sure he would know the song, but... give him a little respect. Everything will be fine. 617, Jake is sitting in this morning for candy. Go ahead with the traffic, Jake.
Everything's looking good on our morning commute so far. Highway 90 and Milton and Pace looking good. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. Highway 98 going through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you have any traffic tips to report on, please call 262-6111 or text when you can do safely, 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Do you love your car? I mean, you know, it's a fair question, don't you think? I mean, you know, if your answer is yes, great. If your answer is mostly, still also great. If your answer is like, Andrew, why you make me think about that? Well, because you should. You deserve it. You deserve a car that you're going to enjoy. You deserve a car that you don't dread getting into. That maybe a car that's you don't know for sure it's going to work every single time. Like, you're better than that. So go to Frontier. Find out what's available. Take a look around and see. These are the sedans that are, you know, within my price range. Or these are the Jeeps or the sports cars. I mean, you know, I recommend that you go drive like three or four or five. I mean, it's okay to drive more than one. You do not have to, you know, marry the first car you drive every time around, right? So go drive a few of them. And I'm serious about this. Drive something that's outside of your category. You know, if you're looking at a truck, drive like one sports car. And if you're looking at a sedan, drive like one minivan. And just to make sure. You know what you might decide? You might decide, that's why I don't want one of those. You might also decide, you know, and that's fine. That's the whole point, is you might find something that'll make you even happier than you thought you were going to be. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Socrates. The only true wisdom consists in knowing that you know nothing. That's us, dude. Oh, yeah.
All-star catcher bangs the ball to right center field. It's down in front of Dubon, who's got a good arm, but his throw won't have a chance to get Carter. Texas 1, Houston nothing, and a base hit from Jonah Heim.
Yeah, and Carter had stolen that second base anyway. Not stolen like in the traditional sense, like he got a single and then he stole second, but he hit a line drive right through the first baseman, went off his glove into right field, and he kind of deked the right fielder, made him think he wasn't going around the base, and took off and went to second on a single. So that was really heads-up play. So that got the first run last night for the Rangers against the Astros. That was in the top of the second. Then in the top of the fifth, and this was a pitcher's duel all night, Verlander was on. I don't remember who the pitcher was for the Rangers. I apologize. Oh, no, it was Montgomery. I should know that because we traded him away. That's what the Cardinals have been doing lately, is trading away all the great players. I mean, I'm glad to see him do well. Kind of like Bo Nix leaving Auburn and going and being a rock star at Oregon. But whatever, you know, so it's great for him. A little pain in that if you can't tell. Anyway, top of the fifth inning again, Verlander on the mound against Leona Taveras.
The 1-2 pitch. Is it hard? Deep right field, and Leone Taveras takes Verlander deep.
And that was it. 2-0. We're done. So as a Cardinals fan, I will tell you that there is a part of me that is rooting pretty heavily for the Rangers, if only because I know that 2011 was super painful for y'all. If you're a Rangers fan, you know, I'm sorry, David Freese World Series, I know. You know, I don't have anything for the Rangers or against them, except I'd like to see them get a World Series one of these days, and why not this year instead of those silly cheating Astros? 6:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I did briefly mention Oregon. Best game of the weekend against Washington, number 8 versus number 7. Oregon with the ball.
James is the bat. He's got it. Stutter step. Backing up. Barreling all the way to the end zone. Jordan James would not be denied. And the Ducks claim the lead.
I mean, he took like four guys with him through the end zone. That was amazing. That put them up 33-29, middle of the fourth quarter, actually kind of early in the fourth quarter. A little bit later in the fourth quarter, Washington with the ball.
Game clock now starts.
Down by 4.
Launching for the end zone. Forget being patient. Odunze! And Washington takes the lead. My goodness. What a 1-2 punch from Penix.
That was a sick catch, too, in the end zone by Odunze. So the Oregon Ducks are trailing by 3 against Washington. Again, this is a number 7, number 8 matchup. Pretty big matchup for week, 5 or 6 that we're in. And they get all the way down to field goal range. They're going to tie it. They're going to go overtime. This is no big deal. This is just a 43-yarder. It's basically a chip shot.
Lewis, dead center.
It's been a back and forth game all day.
From 42. Missed it! And the Huskies survive!
Profanities. So I was in college football. I have a lot of, like, I don't care about anybody in the NFL except sort of vaguely once in a while the Lions when they run a risk of being good. But like, we lived in Oregon, so I was an Oregon fan, you know, and I'm from Illinois. I'm an Illinois fan, and, you know, adopted Auburn. We moved here, so I'm an Auburn fan. I got a bunch of college teams that I kind of care about, and Oregon is one of them still, you know, to this day. But yeah, that's unpleasant. 625 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake, are you a football guy?
Sort of, yes. Yes.
You have a team?
I'm a Titans fan coming from Nashville.
Okay. Right.
So it's a love hate.
Our longtime former news anchor was a Titans fan, Mark Jacobs. So it's all right. And what else you got? College?
College is Auburn, definitely. I lived in Opelika for a few years, right outside of Auburn. So that's where I met my wife.
All right. Well, War Eagle, we'll take that.
Yeah, War Eagle, baby.
Tell them about traffic on the fives.
We're looking good this morning. Highway 90 and Milton and Pace looking good. I-10, I-1. 110 checking in clear. Gulf Breeze in Navarre. We got that Highway 98 flowing smoothly this morning. So News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Outstanding. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, actually, I do not know. Do you have college or pro teams that you root for? This is where we've worked together for I don't know how many years now, and I don't know this question. I should know the answer to this.
Can't believe you don't know this already. No, I do. I, being from the Midwest, from Iowa, I'm an Iowa Hawkeyes fan, is really the
rough,
biggest.
Rough couple decades for you.
Yeah, it's been bad.
But hey, I went to Illinois, you know, except for last year, same for me.
I feel bad saying it, but I was raised as a Bears fan.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, it's been a rough couple of decades.
They have won a game.
A game, yes.
They won a game.
There may have been one.
They just, you know, last week they were the only team in pro sports that hadn't won a game since, what was the landmark? It was a year and a half ago, and I can't remember what it was. But there was something that happened, and this, the meme was on social media, that all these teams haven't won a single game, or have all won a game, except the Bears. So go ahead. Oh, since Elon Musk bought Twitter. That's what it was.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
That's right. Anyway, go ahead, sir. What's going on in the headlines?
Well, President Biden says the reoccupation of Gaza by Israel would be a big mistake. He did an interview on 60 Minutes. He says he believes Hamas needs to be eliminated, but says that there needs to be a Palestinian authority. Rite Aid filing for bankruptcy. The pharmacy chain filed for Chapter 11 protection over the weekend, facing declining sales, billions of dollars in debt, and more than 1,000 lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis. And gosh, this tragic news here over the weekend. Suzanne Summers has passed away after battle with breast cancer. Of course, she was known as Chrissy Snow in Three's Company, one of my favorite shows from when I was a kid, and also on Step by Step. Great show there,
that's
too.
That's right. And the Thigh Master.
That is right.
She was the Thigh Master. I mean, are you the gatekeeper? No, I'm the Thigh Master. Like, that was who she was, right? Have you ever had a chance to talk to her, meet her, interviewer, do anything?
I have not. No.
So I used to produce for a guy named Rusty Humphreys, who was when I was at the network in Oregon, and you know, she was one of his like buddies, you know, and would come on periodically. And you know how some people are just a completely different person,
right?
You know,
absolutely.
They're on
yeah.
the air one person, and they're a completely different person off the air. I could tell you a lot of stories, but you know, she's a sweetheart. She's super nice. I just spent a lot of time talking to her, but you know, when you get a guest on the air and you kind of talk to him for a minute or two, and she's just super sweetheart. So this is really sad news for sure about her. David, thanks so much. And we all grew up watching, you know, Three's Company and Chrissy, and it's just not to make it worse, but for anybody in your like, if Walking on Sunshine is your, like, you know, that's your jam era, okay, if you grew up on, like, you know, Def Leppard and, you know, like, that's kind of, you know, like, that's you. Okay, that was your junior high school. It's going to be a rough decade, because a lot of people that you grew up watching on movies and TV and listening to on the radio are going to pass away, because they're all 70. So I'm preparing you that this is going to be like this for a while. And if you live long enough to where it's not so common that the people it already happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've outlived the field. Okay. 629 on News Radio. I don't know. Candy always says I make it worse, but you know, it's my gift. 437, 1620. What else do we have going on? Oh, the Veterans Memorial Park Foundation is hosting a celebration of service on Veterans Day at First Baptist Church Pensacola. Dinner's performance by Mac McNally. Tickets are on sale now, limited to 300. Get information and tickets at newsradio923.com. And be listening to News Radio for a pair of tickets to see Alabama Story at the Pensacola Little Theater. So we'll be giving away those tickets and FSU Duke tickets later.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's more than 2,700 Palestinians now reported killed in Israeli military strikes in Gaza since the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel 9 days ago that killed at least 1,400.
The Israeli military indicates at least 199 people are being held hostage inside the Gaza Strip at this moment. Part of those negotiations ongoing at this hour to see not only if Americans and other foreigners that are inside Gaza can be let out, but also if any sort of hostage deal can be made behind the scenes.
Fox's Trey Yinkst. Suzanne Summers died. She was 76.
Summers rose to fame in 1976 playing Chrissy Snow for 5 seasons on the ABC sitcom Three's Company. Later, she had starring roles in other sitcoms, Step by Step, and She's the Sheriff. She was a very successful writer and businesswoman, as well as a wife, mother, and grandmother.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Suzanne Summers fought breast cancer for 23 years. Today would have been her 77th birthday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 51 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. It's been a 30-year tradition here in Escambia County, the Soul Bowl. Kids from East and West Pensacola getting together for a day full of football.
It was amazing playing against a team that we beat all the other years, but they came back and beat us. But it's good.
That's player Brandon Sanders, and he talked with Channel 3. The goal is to create unity among kids here in the area. One of the adults volunteering at the event, local attorney Troy Rafferty, says it's one way to let kids know that people care about their future.
It shows them that we want to help. It shows them that they have mentors, that they have people they can count on.
And the Soul Bowl filled the Blue Wahoo Stadium with supporters for both sides, East and West, at the annual Crosstown Rivalry Game. Annual state park passes and hunting and fishing licenses are on a big discount for the rest of the year. It's a 50% discount thanks to an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis. The discount is good for the annual, the five-year, or the lifetime gold sportsman hunting and fishing license through the FWC. It's also good for annual state park passes through the Florida Division of Environmental Protection. Log on to the state websites. You can get more information on how to obtain those licenses. An arrest has been made in a shooting that happened over on North Haines Street last Friday. Pensacola police say 28-year-old Michael Henderson is now charged with attempted murder in that case. The shooting happened last Friday. Officers say a woman was shot. Henderson was identified then as the suspect after the shooting and was taken into custody on Sunday in the Mayfair area. Right now, there's no word on the condition of the victim. Well, if you were downtown on Saturday, you may have run across a large group of people walking, some of them holding signs. It was the Walk for Freedom, demonstrating against human trafficking. That event was hosted by the Pensacola Dream Center. Human trafficking survivors, community members, and others were all part of the walk. Organizers say human trafficking happens everywhere, including here in Pensacola. The walk showed awareness and support for people who have been affected. Escambia County School Board members will be deciding whether to continue their suspension of the tobacco-free hiring policy this week. Last week, the Escambia School Board members questioned whether that policy has had an effect on their hiring.
We really do not know if we were able to hire anyone that was or is currently a nicotine user because of the suspension of this policy. There's nothing that we can ask, nor do we ask, if you were hired because of the suspension of the policy.
That's Escambia Public Schools Director of Risk Management, Kevin Windham, and he told the board that in the current hiring climate, it's probably a good idea to extend the suspension of the tobacco-free hiring policy. The board voted in favor of that change last year as they struggled to fill hundreds of vacant positions in the school district. Hundreds of people that were stuck in Israel have now made it back to Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced over the weekend that 300 people had been flown into the Tampa airport. They had been stranded in Israel after commercial flights were canceled when the war started there. The Florida Division of Emergency Management worked with Tampa rescue group Project Dynamo to organize that flight. The governor said he's proud of how quickly he was able to activate resources to get those people back to the state of Florida. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
Everything's looking good so far. We did get a tip in from the traffic tip line that the I-10 section near Nine Mile Road on the overpass is starting to slow there, and there's some congestion. I'm going to look at the traffic cameras and see what's going on there. Thanks for that tip. If you have any traffic tips to report on, please call 262-6111, or you can text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a chilly start to the day today. Temperatures warming up near 68 degrees in the afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, the cool weather continues, dropping into the 40s, 49 degrees for your low. For Tuesday, sunny skies, the high near 71. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 54 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 51 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, 50 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Once again, T. Swift delivered. AMC Entertainment says Swift's Eras Tour concert film brought in $95 to $97 million over the weekend. The film has already become the highest-grossing concert film released domestically, surpassing Justin Bieber's Never Say Never, which hauled in $73 million over the course of its run in theaters in 2011. Auto workers in Canada have ratified a new labor contract with GM, averting a resumption of a strike that had lasted about 13 hours last Tuesday. Members of Unifor, the Canadian union that represents 4,300 workers at GM, voted 80% yesterday in favor of the new deal, which gives them base wage increases of nearly 20% during the life of the deal and improves their pensions. San Francisco-based Prologis has expanded its industrial portfolio in the Phoenix market with a $184 million purchase of a 170-acre logistics campus near the Goodyear Airport. On Wall Street, futures this morning mixed. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your final weeks to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax, watch the sunset, and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's bluegrass house band, String Farm.
Put the load right on me.
Hear the best in songs in bluegrass this Tuesday night at 7 with String Farm at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Much
freeze just a little bit. Snap's good. Hold is down. The kick is up. And it is good. Griff Serra, plenty of leg. Was hooking a little bit, but it makes it through. Gregory awaits the snap. Snap is low. Kick is up. It is good. It goes through. And the Argos have cut it to a four-point game with 5:58. There's still time. Jarrett with the play clock at 10. And counting down, takes the snap. Third and 14. Do they have a big play in them? Pee-wee throws it. He's got a man. It's Giles. He overthrows him. If he hits him, Giles is gone. Jarrett brings him to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers each side of the set. Ball's in the middle of the field. He's got a back on his left shoulder. Got to get it out fast. Throws an interception. I don't know what route Giles is running, but it's picked off. Up the sideline, knocked out of bounds, inside the 15. And that's probably going to do it right there.
Two field goals, a pick, and a lot of balls not thrown to John Giles and other receivers as well. We'll talk about what happened here with Brian Henry. He's the director of athletic communications for the UWF Argos, who lose 10-6 on the road against West Alabama. Brian, this was not pleasant to watch, not even a little bit pleasant to watch. Where's my team, man? Two field goals? I've never seen so many punts in my life, and we just could not get in the end zone.
Coach Nobles had preached all week that West Alabama had a very good defense, and as much as you don't want to say yes, they did, yeah, they did. Our offense just didn't click today on that day. They targeted Giles a lot. Pee-wee threw to him probably 15 times, it seemed like, and I think there was the one clip at the end of the game in the line of two of the final three drives that they did overthrow him just a little bit, and there were a couple plays earlier in the game where if he catches it, he probably gets to the end zone. But, it's just unfortunate. I mean, the offense just wasn't there on Saturday. I mean, there was an early injury to Colton Beasley on the offensive line, and so they had to shift a few things around there. But, again, I mean, you still expected the offense to be clicking a little better than it did. Unfortunately, it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this team that, and we get accustomed to it to the point where we take it for granted, but we've got this team that, they just put up 40 points. They just do. That's just normal, or more. And so to see them have a whole game where they're held to two field goals, and, it's almost like when John Giles got that 57-yard catch and run, I'm like, oh, good, we're finally going to get it. No, he didn't tackle on the three. And then we go backwards on second down, first down, on third down, and then we have to kick a field goal down seven late in the game, hoping to get back another possession. I mean, it's like, dude, where's my team? Like, it's just bizarre to watch. And, Pee-wee Jarrett is, the receivers aren't catching the ball, but also, I mean, he's missing a lot, or at least it sounded that way to me from what Will Kennedy was saying, is he just, thrown to the wrong spot. Like, weird stuff happening.
Yeah, it was weird. And obviously, anytime you get inside the 10-yard line, you're thinking, this is 7 points, no problem. And both times we got in there, both times we went backwards and had to kick field goals. And so that part is the most alarming part to me, is that you've got a team on their heels and you've got them pressing and we were pushing hard, and then they turn into being the aggressors on the goal line offense defense. And so that's where I think you need to change. And I'm not totally worried about this week, just because, hey, yeah, you're going to Delta State this week, but they're not going to have the same athletes that West Alabama has on defense. Like, that was just a different defense than we normally face.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not thinking that Delta has that kind of firepower on the backside.
Well, I hope that is the case, obviously.
I'm not terribly worried.
And it was, it just,
yeah, I think
and,
our and, offense will be good.
And obviously our defense still did their job. Look, 10 points is 10 points. Even if they'd have gotten that late field goal, 13 points is still 13. That's a great job on defense. No worries. But just, it's odd. It's, you're kind of like thinking, man, are they that good on defense, or are we just, having a day? And like, I think Will Kennedy kind of made the comment at one point. He's like, I have never seen so many punts in almost a whole season as I've seen in this one game. Like, that's craziness. And then, okay, so there was this one play, and I didn't, because I'm listening to the radio. I'm not watching this game. I'm listening to our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 and 99.1. What happened on the play with the punt where John Giles thought he touched the ball but got called for running into the kicker. Do you know what happened there?
It was just a punt play where I thought our guy that was, I mean, I don't remember if it was John or not, but I thought we did tip the ball very lightly on the punt, which would have, by quote, blocking the punt like that, that would have taken any running into the kicker or roughing the kicker out of the equation.
Right.
But the officials did not give a tipped ball sign where you rub your hand across your fingertips. So they didn't think that we tipped it, and as a result, they gave them the running into the kicker call. And it's not a reviewable play. So that's the tricky part on that angle of it. Because, I mean, I know that Coach Nobles would have thrown the challenge flag.
If that was reviewable.
Because they were screaming from the sidelines that he tipped it. And that's why it shouldn't be the penalty. But I don't know. We don't have that kind of review. We don't have that kind of replay capability right now. And it's just unfortunate. So.
Well, in upcoming matches, like you said, we've got Delta State coming up this weekend, and, you know, we have good hopes for that. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, we still control our own destiny. I mean, you got four games left. If you win all four of them, you will have beaten Delta, you will have beaten Valdosta State. It would turn into a disappointing three-way tie for first or whatever, or you'd share it with Delta, and nobody wants to share a title, although we've shared the last two.
Right.
And we still get a trophy. They get a trophy. Everybody's happy. it's not like the season is over. You still have your postseason opportunities in front of you. You just got to regroup and get ready to play a strong Delta team that we've won our last two in Cleveland in the series. So we know how to win over there.
And it sort of felt like, and I know Jamie Kennedy on the radio had said the same thing, is that it felt like they played to their very best potential, we played to our very lowest potential, and the penalties came home to roost and cost us, you know, a lot many times. So let's hope for better coming up this weekend. As far as other sports, everybody won and everybody's away. So very simple summary next weekend. Brian Henry, he is the Argos Director of Athletic Communications for UWF. Brian, as always, thank you for the time. And, you know, certainly it's every once in a while, it's good to have a setback so you learn how to overcome it. Brian Henry, I appreciate it, sir. Go Argos.
Go Argos, Andrew.
You bet. 6:47 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake sitting in for Candy this morning. The traffic for you. Jake?
Yes, we have reports off the traffic tip line of I-10 eastbound just before the 9-mile overpass. There was some congestion there earlier. I'm not really seeing anything, so we'll just keep an eye on that. Highway 90 and Milton and Pace looking good so far. I-10, I-110, other than that, looking good. Highway 98 looking good. This report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MADD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP. That's MADD-HELP. Or visit MADD.org. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you have noticed that it's usually your parents, okay? It could be a brother or sister, could be an aunt, uncle, could be a friend, okay? Could be a brother or sister, too. I mean, that's all possible. If you've noticed that things are changing for them, you know, like it's harder for them to do their own shopping, cooking, cleaning. Maybe it's harder for them to do just sort of basic, what they call activities of daily living, dressing and grooming and bathing. And maybe you're helping a lot. Maybe you're hiring somebody to help. Maybe both. But it's starting to get too much. And you're starting to wonder, well, what's next? Well, assisted living is a situation where somebody has the maximum amount of independence that they can handle while also getting the help that they need on a regular basis, not having to have somebody come in and do it, not having you to do it and get exhausted and frustrated and all of that. But once you kind of realize that's the right next step, where do you go? Because there are like 30 different ones, and it's impossible to really shop for all the different ones and get to know them properly. So what you do is you call my friend John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. There's no charge. Okay. And he knows all of the places and he knows all of the kind of the stages and steps and everything else. And he'll help you find the right place for your loved ones to really get the care they need and the independence that they want to retain. 712-0887. That's John's cell phone, or give him a call at assistedlivinglocators.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
One thing and one thing only. It's your chance to win tickets. You can win tickets to FSU taking on Duke this weekend. Man, FSU's having a season. You can go be a part of it. October 21st in Tallahassee. Caller number two right now, 437-1620. Win a pair of tickets to go watch Duke and FSU at the Doak this Saturday. 437-1620. Caller number two.
Live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
National average for a gallon of gas, 360. Florida average is 332. If you're in Mississippi, it's 306, almost getting down to under 3. California has 562. That's the worst in the land. If you're in Navarre this morning, my computer hates me. it just happened once in a while. Oh, look at that, 299. How dare I be excited about still not even remotely Trump presidency era prices, but still it's under $3 east and west at the Walmart. If you are in, Midway, $2.99, or Tiger Point, Midway, but everybody's got $2.99, except for if you're improper, then you pay a lot. $3.19, that's the way it goes. $3.06 at the CEFCO in Milton, same at the P. Ridge Murphy, $3.09 going through Pace. If you're on 9 Mile, the Walmart there has $2.89, $2.85 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming from the southwest side, looks like $3.06 at the Shell at Cervantes. Yeah, that looks like the best price. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. 650. Oh, that's my fault. 653 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his newly formed war cabinet here in the next few days. Rite Aid filing for bankruptcy. They've filed for Chapter 11 protection on Sunday, facing declining sales, a lot of debt, and more than 1,000 lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis. And former cast member Pete Davidson returned to Saturday Night Live over the weekend. He kicked off the show with comments on the Israel-Hamas war.
I know what you're thinking. Who better to comment on it than Pete Davidson? Well, in a lot of ways, I am a good person to talk about it because when I was 7 years old, my dad was killed in a terrorist attack. So I know something about what that's like.
Of course, Davidson's got quite a story. His father was a New York City firefighter that died on 9/11. He talked about how comedy helped him to overcome the grief of that and, of course, stressed that his thoughts are with everybody in Israel, in the Middle East.
Yeah, I was actually, that's a great lead-in because I was going to share some of that. It was really interesting. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, you heard the you know, you heard the first part there about his dad, but, you know, he went on and talked a little bit about, you know, the Israeli, Palestinian or Gaza, Hamas, whichever group you want to blame for it, that conflict.
I saw so many terrible pictures this week of children suffering, Israeli children and Palestinian children. And it took me back to a really horrible, horrible place. And, you know, no one in this world deserves to suffer like that, you know, especially not kids, you know.
Yeah, we'll continue this in a second because I thought it was a very interesting open. They did not do the typical cold open where they do a sketch. They just had him talking. We'll come back to this in a second. David, sorry, not David. Jake has got our traffic this morning.
One of us. Will be
That's
here.
Right. All right. Did we have a winner for the tickets?
We did. Heidi Richardson is going to be taking some tickets home.
And we have more tickets to give away later, so it'll be good.
Definitely. So that'll be great.
All right.
Congratulations.
Tell them about the roads, sir.
Okay. The roads are looking good. I don't see anything out there, thank goodness, because I didn't really have time to really get this report together. But I-10, I-110 looking really good. Highway 98, haven't had any problems this morning. If you have any traffic tips, call us at 262-6111 or text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very good. 656 on News Radio 92.3. If you've got a plumbing issue, you've got a drip, a leak, a weird sound in the wall, when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet or whatever, you know, when the pipes talk back to you, that's time to call the plumber, right? Because that's not good. And that does not get better. Like, if it gets better, it's probably worse and you just don't hear it. So call them. They'll take care of it if it's a, you know, water pressure issue, if it's a temperature issue. Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782. I was talking to you about the Saturday Night Live open with Pete Davidson, and it was interesting because, you know, you don't typically think, first of all, they don't typically start with something somber like that. They usually talk with jokes. But I think what they felt at SNL was the need to explain why they're telling jokes, which is there's always horror in the world, right? There's always horror in the world. And so the question is, why would you ever tell jokes? Well, they did a pretty good job, I think, explaining it.
After my dad died, my mom tried pretty much everything she could do to cheer me up. I remember one day when I was 8, she got me what she thought was a Disney movie, but it was actually the Eddie Murphy stand-up special, Delirious.
Almost.
And we played it in the car on the way home, and when she heard the things Eddie Murphy was saying, she tried to take it away. But then she noticed something. For the first time in a long time, I was laughing again.
I can imagine. And so you're conflicted. Like, do I let my child hear this? Hamana. Or, you know, right? Because it's pretty disgusting stuff for a kid, but still it's funny, right? So he says, well...
I don't understand it. I really don't, and I never will. But sometimes comedy is really the only way forward through tragedy. You know, my heart is with everyone whose lives have been destroyed this week. But tonight, I'm going to do what I've always done in the face of tragedy, and that's try to be funny. Remember, I said try. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
So I thought this was, honestly, this was really good. I didn't expect, like, serious, poignant commentary out of him, but I thought it was very good. And he's right. Sometimes the way through is through comedy. And, you know, if you'll forgive me saying it this way, the Jewish people understand that. You know, the long tradition of Jewish comedy and that as a way of dealing with all of the pain and suffering and grief over the years. And maybe every once in a while, though he's not Jewish, a little Eddie Murphy.
Help me, Lord Jesus, help me. I'm falling out of steps, oh Lord, please. My shoe. I'm halfway down now. Help me, Lord Jesus.
Eddie's the best. 6:59 on News Radio 92.3. All right, a quick future news. Will the Argos be champions of the Gulf South Conference this year? Yeah, I think so, too. Will the Supreme Court actually strike down the sports betting deal we made with the Seminoles, or will they allow the kind of the, you know, sports betting deal that was created?
I say they'll allow it.
Yeah, I think they're going to strike it down. They put it on hold already and continued that hold, so I'm not optimistic about this one.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.